We are on Daf, Hey Beis Hamadalef. Let us just finish Taisviz. Taisviz brought down that from the Medrash it would seem that Moshe Rabbeinu was Oile for the Luchas Achoines. It was Oile on a Thursday. He came down on a Tuesday. And that is the makir that these 2 days are Yemei Rotzen. We learn the Torah Tuesday. He came down on a Monday. He went up on a Thursday. And that is why these days are Yemei Rotzen. In these days, and that's why they were Kibeya, Kriyas HaTorah, Monday and Thursday. Let us finish Taisviz. Avo Lefi Medrash Tanchume, this is 2.5 lines before the end of the Taisviz. Sha'imer, in Medrash Tanchume, it says, the B'Yud Zayin B'Tamas Yora. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, Shibosa B'Tamas, Ubi Yudches Boy and Yudches Tamas Sorat Esaego, Vidon Esachaitim, Ubi Yudches Ola. And he went up the 19th day of Tamas. Vinimtso Yoim Aliyah Shel Mem Achreinim. We had a Shaila when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was, if it was on a Sunday or on a Monday. Well, Kaponim, the Yom Aliyah was Be'echot B'Elul. He went up the first day of Elul. We make for the Yomim Amtzahayim 40 days and 40 nights. And Echot B'Elul Le'yovei Be'hei Le'le Rabbonon Ve'le'le Rabbi Yosef. According to the Medrash Tanchume, does not stem with the Medrash that Tosfos had previously brought, that he went up on a Thursday. V'gam lo simtza yerida b'yom ha-kippurim, and also, for starting from Echad Be'elo, we're going to have 40 days, he won't come down Yom Kippur, im lo neymar de'ibru la'elo. Unless we'll say they were ma'aber elo. So this Medrash Tanchume, that what is Yadua, we hear there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that the reason we blow Shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul is because when Moshe was Olah Lahar, he wanted Klal Yisrael should not make any mistakes, so they blew Shofar. This only has a pshat according to the Medrash Tanchume. According to all the other pshatim, Taisa says he went at Lamedov, of Tesov, some Melev. The only mahalach that our minig that we blow shayfa from Aleph Elul is only according to this Medrash Tanchume and the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Zok the Gemara weiter. Vidonim b'shaini u'b'chamishi. There was a second takone of Ezra. One takone was that yekairei b'shaini u'b'chamishi, and then vidonim b'shaini u'b'chamishi. The shchichi da'osu l'mikrei b'sifra. It's shchiach that people come to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So Memele, that's why they hear already, so that's a good and opportune time that Bezdin should be Yoshvin Sheini Yochamishi. Now, the Rashba says, Na Gemore, that the Kforim, when Nichnosim תהיה קריאס התאירה, שני חמישי, so since they were there already, so they helped, so now we have the Anshei HaKfar, which are in the Krochim, Ayoros Gdoilis, and so this is a good time, so everyone we have in the vicinity, so that's why they were Keveya, that Bezen should be Yoshev, B'Sheini B'Chamishi. My son Bichas Avrom is Moira. It seems they only came in for Kriyas HaTorah. They didn't come in for Tfilah B'Tzibur. They came in for Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, from this perhaps we can bring a raya to Chakira Rabokber. Rabokber Klaus HaShayla the Chiyu of Kriya B'Tzibur. He has two tzedakim. Should I say that Emerson is a chiyuv al kol echad ve'echad to hear Kriyas HaTorah? That was the takone. No, you need a tzibur, has to be nikra b'tzibur, but there's a chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid. Or you can learn there's a chiyuv on the tzibur. If you have a tzibur, so that Tzibur is mechuyev that the Torah should be nikra in that tzibur. He said, every tzibur is a chiyuv that the Torah should be learned in that tzibur. But there's no special chiyuv on a yochid to come and hear the kriya. It's a chayv as a tzibur. So if a person, let's say, is in a kfar, there's no tzibur there, I'm not mechuyev to hear kriya as a Torah. These are the two tzadim of Rabbah Ber. So he says, L'chayre, from this Gemara would be a raya like the first tzadim, the Zachiv and the Yochid, because it says the Anshei HaKfar came in, they chose these days that Bezen should be Kaveya, Mondays and Thursdays, the Shchichi Da'osu L'mikra B'Sifra. People come in already to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Spices, they came in to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So they're here already. So now, now it's an opportune time that where whoever needs a din Torah, so everyone is around, so you have all the balei dinim around, so memela, this is an opportune time to, bezin should be kaveh, to be done in these days. I had a ha'ore, there's a machlokes Rashi, and the other Rishonim, Rashba, the mission in the beginning of Megillah says that they made a special takone that the kfarim do not have to lain the Megillah Yudalit Ador, the makdimim liyoyim haknise. That means if, let's say, if Purim was on a Wednesday, so they can, they came in Monday, so they can hear the Megillah on Monday, Yom HaKnisah. The Shaila is, why did they come in Monday? Why they were there Monday already, so they can hear the Megillah there, in the Ayaros Gedolos. What brought them in Monday? So Rashi says, because Ezra was masakin that it should be done Monday and Thursday, Shemiskansin la'ayores le'mishpat. They're coming in. Now it was Mondays and Thursdays. There was a botei dinim kavuim. So they came in le'mishpat. Ran, the Taisus HaRosh say, they came in for Kriyas HaTorah. They came in to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So l'chayre, if Rashi would learn like the Rashba here, takapel on Rashi. I mean, the whole reason they made that the Yevot Edinim Kavuim on Monday and Thursday, because they learned the Torah Monday and Thursday. So they come in because of the Kriyas HaTorah. So why did Rashi have to say, because Shem Iskansin La Yoris La Mishpat, Rashi should have said, why all the other Rishonim say, they come in for Kriyas HaTorah. Lemaise, It could perhaps be the Rashba Lishitosei, the Rashba Taka says Pshat and Argimore, that the reason they come in is to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's what the Rashba says in Megillah also. But the Emerson, there's other Mahalchim in Rishonim Pshat and Argimore, not like the Rashba. I'd just like to say over Shulti Geboirim and Aprisha. The Shulti Geboirim says the time, the best thing, the Shulti Geboirim is in Shvuas, Pedaf Yerif, Taf Yutches. The time of the best thing Kavua, Bebeis Vehei, Mishum Da'osi Lebeidine, Umistome could the Bezdin, the Mokim Beis HaKnesses Yoishmin. Where was the Bezdin? The Bezdin wasn't the Shul. Ulachain Yoishmin Bebeis Vehei. And why does Bezdin sit Bebeis Vehei? Shem Yeh Shum Adam Sheyitztarech Shvue Loyo Yitzrichin Loitziyoy Chutz Loren HaKadosh. A very interesting pshat, that the reason they learned the Torah, based on, hey, so you have a Sefer Torah ready on the table, so if there's any Dinei Torah, so neither Shvua, you don't have to take out the Sefer Torah for the Yom Kodesh. The Prisha in Toshim Mishpat Simen Aleph says something more interesting. The Prisha says that Simen Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel, I think, the Prisha says that the Bote Knesiyas were Basodis. Bizman Chazal, the Bote Knesiyas were Basodis. And they could never hold a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaKnesses because it would be Nignav. So they used to bring the Sefer Torah to the Shul on Monday and Thursday, and then they brought it back. So it seems if the Bezdin was also in the Shul, so Not the problem was to take out from the Yoron Kodesh. The problem was Bezdin needs a Sefer Torah. Bezdin had no place with to keep the Sefer Torah either. The Bezdin was in the Shul, and so they learned the Sefer Torah in the Shul Mondays and Thursdays. So we have a Sefer Torah that's available for Bezdin if they need it for Shvuah. So then it's called, the Lashon of the Gemara is not Mashme exactly like that. It's a different lashon from the Gaonim. Thus, the Mikra Besifra would seem like the Rashba. But Al Kaponim, we don't have any Rashi whatsoever. So it could be Rashi at a different Pshat Bechlal in the whole Gemara. The Donim Bebeis Ubehei. Let us see Taisvis. Bim Taima. V'loi Kaidem Takonis Ezra Yeboti Dinim Kvuim Bechol Yoim Kedama Beksubis. In Cain, Mati Cain Ezra, Bechitigan Shloyir Kavum, Ella Bebeis Vei, but he was Makel. Moses the Kavum Bechol Yoim. By Mari, the Perishri, that's the Gils on the side, Shloyir Kavum Trila Bechol Yoim, Ella Beir Achas. There was a Bezdin Kavua in one year. Who Tikain Bechol Ir Beir Bebeis Vei. The Kavua Bechol Yoim, in one ear, and he was Mesakin Bechol Ir Ve'ir. Rashi was Mitzadet, maybe in Chutz La'aretz, could be in Eretz Yisrael Vezachiyev, Al Tshayiftim V'Shaitrim, should be Bechol Ir Ve'ir. But Al Koponim, but in Chutz La'aretz, Zichen Al Chiyev Bechol Ir Ve'ir, and he was Mesakin Bechol Ir Ve'ir. But Bechol Ir Ve'ir is only on Monday and Thursday. Vishu mechapsin bachamishi b'shabbos, vishum kvoid ha-shabbos. The Yotzim Mefoshi Talmud brings down to Lushaynis from Lushaynim, u'mikoved ha-shabbos sheyulbash ksus nekiye, ve'ezre tikin sheyom mechapsin bachamishi b'bnei kvoid ha-shabbos, that you should hear bonded clothing. So Ezra was Masakin, you should wash Hamishi b'Shabbos. U'be'erev Shabbos ain't knai l'chabes, There's no time. Bechinu es asher yaviyu. Erev Shabbos, they were busy making the achonus of Shabbos. They had no time then to wash clothing. And then he says, and it could very well be, if you're washing clothing Erev Shabbos, could be one didn't have time to dry. Talking about, the weather is so, it's a, you have a hot sunny day on Friday. Could have a rainy day also. So who said it's going to dry? So others want to say that the takana was you should wash the clothing, but it has to be hey b'shabbos, because vav b'shabbos is not a mesugel d'kedei to wash clothing. Others say the whole takana of Ezra was not to wash the clothing. To wash the clothing, mitzadayinik Shabbos, you have to wash the clothing. The tekana was not Erev Shabbos. Because Erev Shabbos, this man is needed to prepare for the achonis of Shabbos, so memela, not Erev Shabbos. There are a lot of mekilim that hold when Tisha B'Av is chal, on a Thursday, but a lot of Mekilim the hold that even though the minig is not to wash, not to wash till Friday after Chatzos, but here it's not applicable over here. And there's a tumult, what does that mean? So they say you're allowed to wash Thursday night. Everybody else say to wash Friday in the morning. So the those who say that you should wash Thursday night, they bring them a careful Agamore. Friday is not the day to wash clothing. That was Takonis Ezra. Kana says it was Thursday, not Friday. Friday we have other things to do. And once had a shtikel ha'ore, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, by the machapsim, mistaprim, erev Rosh Hashanah. To show that we're batuach, that it will be neitzei zakoim bedin, why you machabes erev Rosh Hashanah? You should machabes the day before erev Rosh Hashanah. Why erev Rosh Hashanah? So my son-in-law wanted a taina. My shitzik Aaron Shrey wanted a taina that he says the whole takana was only by erev Shabbos, because Shabbos you can't prepare for Shabbos. You have to prepare erev Shabbos. So memela, so you wash clothing on Thursday. Yom Tov, you can cook on Yom Tov. It's not, it doesn't have to be done dafke Erev Shabbos. So Mamela, then there could be then you don't have Takonis Ezra, and you could wash the clothing on Erev Shabbos also. Lahari Shonu Betuchim Shenetzi Zakoin Bedin. Yishi Oichlem Shum Be'erev Shabbos. Another Takonis of Ezra was that one should eat garlic Erev Shabbos. It's brought down, not raw garlic. It should be either cooked or roasted. Mishum oina als mitzvahs oina, v'chsiv asher piryoi yitain be'itoi. It seems there's a miyuchadike ace for mitzvahs oina. V'omar Rav Yehuda, v'itayme Rav Nachman, v'itayme Rav Kana, v'itayme Rav Yechanan, z'amishamish mitosoi me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. So since that's a zman, that's mesugul oina, so therefore one should eat shum erev Shabbos. Tano Rabbonam, Chamisha Dvorim Nemorim Vishum. That Shum has five characteristics. Masbia, makes a person satisfied. Umashchin, it's Mechamim, the person. Umatzel Ponim, and the face radiates. Umalva Hazera, Vahoyre Kinim Shebevnei Ma'ayim. If there are a person has kinim in the name Ayim, so it kills them. Yeshoimrim machnis avo umoitzi asakino. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mishum oino, shemitzvas oino, belele Shabbos, kid Rabbi Yehuda. The advice is a miyuchadik is man, of the say the Thomas als oinik Shabbos. Vashum marbes azera kidulakamot. Mashchin Mechamin Asaguf, Machnis Asahave, Mitoich Shem Esameyach Esalei. He says, it has a tchune that is mesameich es alay, even if a person is a simche, so memele, it's machnes av, a moitzi es akine. I saw an interesting ha'ore in the Ben Yoda, yes, the Mishnah says, akine vataiva vakovi, mitzine es ha'odom in oilom. So someone should say, so she eat shum. Shum vaistois is, machnes as av, moitzi es akine, a person is besimche, there's no kine, there's av, everyone is, therefore he says a different pshat and Rashi. Abol kaponim, the hor is a good hor. Zot the Gemara weiter, v'shetei isha mashkemes v'oife, shetei pas metzuye lanim. So Rashi had said before, pshat na Gemara, v'shetei isha mashkemes v'yoyim sheitzricha lefais v'oife shachas. The day that she has to bake, it's irrelevant which day she has to bake. When she's baking already, she should make sure to bake in the morning. Shtei pas mitzuya la'oni amachaza. Vaniyim come around, she shouldn't say, well, I didn't start baking yet, it'll come in another 5 hours. There was a takone that the schedule of the balos habaya should be that there should be pas metzuya laniyim. So when she's baking, she should be magdim dafiyah. V'shitayisha chegeres besino mishum tzniyus. So Rashi had said before, sina dugmes michnosayim ktanim, it's a type of michnosayim. And tzniyus here, Rashi says, lischachek min ha'aveiro, that was the mechuvin of this yitur begodim, that it should be, that should be a gather from aveira. V'shetayisha chayfefes v'tayvelas, and that anisha, when she's tayvel and nidusa, she should make chafife before. So the Gemara asks, the chiyuv chafife is a mitzvah, is a chiyuv min haTorah. That means chafife is, let us just say, for we'll see, there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, but let us just say for 1 minute, when that chafife is the taich, you're rubbing, you're scrubbing the hair, in order to make sure that the body should be clean and there shouldn't be any chatzitzes. Shteisha chayfefes v'teibeles. So the Gemara says, you don't need a takonis Ezra for this. The Raisi, the Sanya v'rochatz es besorei b'mayim. So we learn that from this posik, besorei b'mayim, the boso should be completely submerged in water, surrounded by water, shleidoval choytzeis bein besorei lamayim. There should be besorei ba, the boso should be mukef b'mayim. There shouldn't be any separation between the boso and the mayim. And we learn out es v'rochatz, let's say v'rochatz besorei b'mayim. The es besorei should also be b'mayim. What's es? As a tofel psori, umayniu seyo, that the seyo also has to be completely surrounded by mayim, and there should not be dvorim that are mavdol between the seyo and the mayim. So memele, so there's a chiyuv to make sure that there shouldn't be any chatzitzes between the hair and the mayim, the basar and the mayim. So the Gemara answers as follows. Omri, I'll tell you like this. Dia reise le'iyuni, it's 100%. There's a psul tvile al yedei chatzitze. So mina teira, what is the din? She should be ma'ayin. She should be ma'ayin. Dulme mikta, maybe there's a knot in her hair. Hinami mos midi mishum chatzitze, or maybe something is meluchlich, something is not clean, and that will be chaitzitz. If there's a knot in the hair, the knot kufa makes a chatzitze because there's a chelik of the hair that the water doesn't reach, so the hair is chaitzitz. Or maybe there's a foreign object that is dovuk, and that'll make a chatzitze. So min ha-teire, it is, one is mechuyev to be baidek, to be ma'ayin, to see that there's no dover achaitzis. That's it. I don't have to do something positive to be mesa chatzitzis. Who says, b'chal there's a chatzitze. Look, there's a chatzitze. You'll take it off. There's no chatzitzis, no, you have to take it off. To do something, bekum ba'asei, to do something, bekum ba'asei, to take off. Why should I take off? What am I taking off? Who says I have a chatzitz? I'll look, I'll see. If I have a chatzitz, I'll take it off. Ezra was mesaken this achiyu before you look. You should do a pa'ula that if there are chatzitzes, they should fall off. Through the chafifa, through washing with hot water and rubbing and scrubbing. That was the takon of Ezra. Now, before we'll see Rashi, there is, in Tosfos, there's a shitas Rashi that Tosfos brings down in Masechtas Nida, that the chiyuv of chafife, which is rubbing and scrubbing, is not limited to the hair. There's a chiyuv chafifa al kol haguf. That was Takana says that anish is mechuyev to wash a whole guf, b'chamim, with hot water and to scrub, and then you're ma'ayin. Afterwards, you're ma'ayin to see if there's anything left. This is shitas Rashi. We'll come to Rashi in our sugya after we learn Tosfos. V'shetehei isha chayfefes, oimer Rabbeinu tam sheloitikein chafifa ela baroish. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. Not why we mentioned Rashi shitas the chiyuv chafifa as al kol gufo. You have to be chayfef the whole guf, you have to be roichetz the whole guf. Rabbi Natam says the chiyuv chafifa that Ezra was mesaken was only baroish, or perhaps all mokim seyo. You see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says maybe there'll be knots. So we're afraid of knots. Knots is by the hair. He was misakin chfife because of knots. So that doesn't mean I have to, she has to wash a goof. There's no problem of knots in the goof. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam holds the chiyuv of Ezra was only on the hair. Or perhaps other Rishonim want to say, he says, the Rosh, other Rishonim would say, kol mokim kinu seya, that there could be problem. But that's it. That's chayah number one. So what do you do with the rest of the body? The rest of the body, you do the deraisa, you're ma'ayin. There's no chiyuv to do more than that. The chiyuv of Takanas Ezra was, on the mokim seya, Raya number one. So Raya number one is because it says Dulma Mikta. So that's it, speaking about the hair. The Chafifa Nami Loi Shaycha Ela Baroish. Now Tosfos says that the word Chafifa, the terminology Chafifa, is only used by hair. Kedisnan Benozir, Nozir Choyfei Umefasfeis, Avaloi Soyre. So by a nozir that was speaking about his hair, so the terminology is chayfei. There it says chafife. Avol b'shar haguf shaych loshen hadoche. There's a different word for it. When you're washing the hair, it's called chafife. That's why by a nozir it says chayfei. Shar haguf is called hadoche. כדמרי נפק בסרה דנידה, לאוילם ילמד אדם בסך ביסוי, שתאישה מדיחה ביס כמותה במאי. That Aisha should be mediach the places where there are creases in the goof. So in those creases it is possible that there's a dova achleitzit, so you should be mediach beis kemotel. These places where there's creases, it could be that there's a dova achleitzit. So what's the lashon? Mediach. You see, when you're talking about goof, it says a different terminology. By when talking about here, it says nozer chayfek. It talks about goof. That's called mediach. And I have another raya. From that gemara alone, I have another raya. There's no chiyuv bechlal to wash the goof. Nami mash with the bishal goof ain't tzarich hadocha or davke beis kemotel. Faker, the gemara says ye odom melamed b'seich loyim melamed odom b'seich beis shetisha mediach beis kemotel. What's with the rest of the body? So why say you don't have to wash the rest of the body? There's only takonis ezra on the hair, and this is an hogel, but you should wash the kemotem of the goof. Aval gav dikel amayim at the base kemotel nokat l'ravusa. Maybe, could be this raya is not a raya. Maybe that what the Gemara says, that the woman is mechuyev to wash in the place of the creases of the body, could be, it doesn't mean only the creases. I feel the creases. That means even though by the creases there's a din of a base astorim, that water doesn't have to touch it. But water is not mechuyev to touch those areas. But al koponim, you need roi lebiyas maim. She's coming to tell us that not only the pesach that is a din psori b'mayim, but even the beis astorim needs akbonim roi lebiyas mayim. Mikol mokim, but Taisa says midolei kama afilu kemotel mash medavke lekemotel. So if that's pshat, you should have said afilu lekemotel. And it says you only melamed kemotel vayistois, that there davke the zachiyev to wash, and the other places forget the zadinian, you just might. Beloy bishar haguf. Vahi de dudi chosres. Now, there, speaking about a maisim, that Anisha said that she was unable to make chafifa that night because she did not have a large pot of water to wash herself. Now, this dudi chosres, it would seem that we're speaking about a large amount of water to take a bath in hot water. And that's why she didn't make chafife. So it seems like Rashi, that the chiyuv chafife is an rechitzas kol haguf. That's how it would seem. Because she said she didn't have a lot of water to bathe herself. So Taisa says it's not a yachal pish ein choyve hoise regila lirchait. Kamay shenoygin gamav shav lirchait kol gufa b'mayim chan. So Taisa says could be that gemore is not meikaradin. Meikaradin takona says is only you have to be choyve freisha. That's takona says. The minig was that they used to, anoshim tzitkonis, they used to go and wash the goof also, but it's not meikar adin. It's very interesting that Taisus and Masechtas Nidah brings down Rashi Shita. Taisus shlugs up Rashi from some of these rayas. Then Taisus says, Mishum shonu medamim nasa maisa. We have rayas not like Rashi, so. We mean in Lomdes we can think that maybe not, but Tais over there says Rashi said of the chiv chivas as kol aguf Lomdes in Lomdes aher. It's one should not deviate from Shita's Rashi. But Kaponim here Tais says the minig was al Kaponim chitzas kol aguf. Now
let us, but we have to know, Rashi Shita is Chafif is Koladuk. That's Rashi Shita. Taisvis holds Mokim say. Now let's look at our Rashi. So Rashi says, let's go, we have two Rashis. Let's go back to the beginning. Ha'isha Chayfefes B'masrek. Now Rashi all of a sudden talks about a comb. V'yoyim Tvilosa Mishum Chtzitze. L'kama Porich Odaraisei. Fine. Now let's go to the last two Rashis. Besorei B'mayim. Mashme She'yiga Besorei L'mayim. The most Meluchlech. Meluchlech. Chafife b'masreik, and here I have on the side la'avoche ba'omer, la'avoche, la'avoche, la'choke the muzik. It's very clear. So it's more of the gemodne. Rashi talks about a comb. Rashi talks about a comb. And the Teiris Chaim asks on Rashi from the Gemara Nozer. It seems chafife and tzrika are two different things. Nozer chayfe. Avo loy soirek. So you see this chafife and this rike, all of a sudden. And befrat we have Rashi Shita is that the fakir, the chafife is kol gufo. I mean, that's the chiyiv chafife. So how does a comb come in? So perhaps, I thought, perhaps we can say pshat and Rashi as follows. Rashi holds the chiyiv chafife is kol gufo. That's called Guf. That was Takonas Ezra. Takonas Ezra was you should not rely on Iyun, the Gufa, no, you should do a Pu'ula, that's Mesa Chatzitzis. Fine. But could be Rashi and Merdike Kashe. So why does our Gemara bring down this Adin of, there's a Din of Chatzitze and Boso, the din of chetzitze and seyo, and dilma mikter, maybe there's knots in the hair. Why does our gemara delve in seyo? What the mitzvah chafifa is called gufa. So Rashi held takonas Ezra was. That means before takonas Ezra, there's no chiv to do anything. You look, you're biting. If everything is good, it's good. If it's not good, you take it off. There's no chiyuv to do a positive action to take away chatzitzis. If I don't know b'chlav, there's a chatzitz. I'll look. If there's a chatzitz, I'll take it away. There's no chatzitz, I won't take it away. Takonas Ezra was, no. First do pu'ulas to take away all chatzitzis. Then you look, you'll see if you were successful, you weren't successful. So if that was Takonas Ezra, so therefore Rashi held that the kone is applicable side by the goof and side by the seyah. I mean, that's the, you need chafife, the more mentions knots. Knots is mustama, the comb will take care of the knots and the hair more than some of the rubbing it. Chafife, so memela, Rashi held, since the gemore delves on the seyah and the mikter, so it includes also masreik, not only masreik. That means that one should do all pulis which are meiser, kol mine chatzitzis, which includes a masreik also. That is nichlal in takonas Ezra. My chavrusa wanted a taine that, we mentioned the Teres Chaim Yis Akasha and Rashi Noza Choyfe from a fast face Avoloi Soire. She sees Srike and Chfife are two different things. So once there could be Rashi and Pungfakel. Choyfe Voloi Soire. Why do you say Loi Soire? If I say Choyfe. So why do you have to say Loi Soire? So if I say the word Chfife can include Srike also. Chfife is a process of being meiser, the chatzitzes, the knots. I'm talking about a noise, to take away the dirt, take away. Chafife, everything is nichol. Here, a noise is loisoirik. Chayve v'loisoirik. That means don't be misled. If I would tell you noise is chayve, so you'll say, oh, chayve, oh, so sreek is also nichol. Because if there's a necessity to be meiser v'loisoirik, if I say with the word chayve, I could come to think that Srik is also mutter. Dr. Gemara weiter, wie sie reuchlem machzirin bei Joreis, mischum tachshita inoshem, kedei shaloi yizgano al balayim. I mean, we had Rashi before, that these are peddlers, that they're machzirin bei Joreis, so Rashi says, v'lo yuchlu b'nei ha-yoreis la'akev alayim. So this is a very interesting halacha. Halacha is, there were stores in the city that sold perfumes, they sold psalmim. And they hear that already. Now you have peddlers coming in, so the stores find that you're taking away apanasa, which is perhaps true. Ezra made a takone, but if you'll have the monopoly of all the psalmim, if you won't have one mean, so she won't have that mean. Maybe this lady needs this mean. It's like this Ganal Baila. We're talking about Shalom Bayis over here. So Memela, they wavered their rights of Masi Gvul, and they said, the Iker is Shalait is Ganal Baila. That is the priority. So Memela, Fakel, there'll be more competition, it'll be cheaper, there'll be perhaps more minim of psomim. That was at Akone Sezra, and this, they cannot taine your Masig Gvul. They bring down, it seems that they wanted that the psomim should be the Erev Shabbos. It should be the also Erev Shabbos. Could be installed in the previous Akone Shepi Yitim Beitai. V'tikein tvila labalei keri. Now another takon of Ezra, that a balkeri needs tvila. Someone says, Ezra was misakin, a balkeri needs tvila. The raisu, the chsi, the ish, kiseitzi, mimeno, shich vazera, varochet, as besori, bamaim. The Torah says he needs tvila. So the Gemara says, the raisu, the trum of a kotche. So Truma Vakotchim. Also, Tikin Afilu Ledivrei Teire. And Ezra was Mesakin, that Afilu for Divrei Teire, one also needs Tvila. So Rashi says, Shlo Yishne Ache Yitfer, we shouldn't learn till he's Tevel himself. Let us see Taisvitz. Also, Ihu Vetikin Afilu Ledivrei Teire. So Taisvitz says, that was Takonis Ezra, 100%. Olekai malon hochi, hello, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira. Lalocha we paskin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira, the Omar, divrei teire, ein mekablen tume, kedoma bereishis hageise, bemishe meisei, ho idma nog alme kitlose sovi, the minig oilom is, lagabi, three different shilas, we are noig like three zekanim, and one of the shells that the Gemara is speaking about is Takonas Ezra, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira says it is not necessary. One is permitted to learn without tevila. Ve'im toima heichi olim Rabbi Yehuda levatol Takonas Ezra. In fact, this is an aposhet amais over here. Ezra made a takone, and then Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira says psashtik toirech. He's got a memento b'chochma b'minyan. How can you mevatel takona says? So Taisa says a few mahalch. V'yishloima the dilma sava v'leitikin Ezra dovoze. He's a machlekes tanoim, just like we had before. We had a machlekes, how many takonas Yeshua's mesakin? There's mesakin 10 takonas, or there's more takonas. He's a machlekes tanoim. How many takonas he had? Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira, there's a baraisa that says Ezra was masakin 10 takonis. The time of that baraisa, one of the takonis was that the Balkeri needs tvila for lima da teira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira is also a tana. He disagrees. He holds Ezra never made such a takonis. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, inami hisne, no, Pekka Ezra did make this takonis. But this takone, when the takone was made, there was a condition put into this takone. Inami hisne shakol mi sharoitzel levatel yevatel. There was written that it's a takone that if the later doiris will for any reason see that it's not kedai to have this takone, So memele, it can be nisbat. Utabachi agav the muta, kedama bereish mayit kod. Inami, terif number 3, loy poshat isurei beroy visoil. That means, the takone was not, that means Ezra made a takone, but it was not niskabel by Klal Yisrael. Rav Yisrael, why it seems there were any chaylam lamed boy. So memele a takone that's not niskabel by Klal Yisrael, either become bottle memele or you bekoich the mimavatalit. So memele, so that is why this takone doesn't have an alimus. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Teres Chaim has a very interesting dig. The Braisa started Eser Takonis Tikken Ezra. And it starts, Shekairim B'mincha B'Shabbat. The Loshen of the Braisa, it says Eser Takonis Tikken Ezra. Shekairim B'donim U'machapsin. It doesn't say each one tikkun. He said, Esther Takonis tikkun. And then it says what the Takonis were. Shekoirin, Bin Chubishabas, Vekoirin, Vedonim, Machapsin. And then the last Takonis, Vetikkun, Tvila, Labalekay. So why did he say here Vetikkun? Why? And the last Takonis says Vetikkun. So I think the Teres Chaim says, because the 9 Takonis, these were Takonis, they were Neskabel. This Vitikain, this remained only with Vitikain. It wasn't Niskabel, it wasn't Nispashit by Klal Yisrael. He was Misakin, but that's all that remained. His Takonis wasn't, never went into effect. So that's what Tosis wants to say. Inami loy poshet isuri barev Yisrael, kinamrinin gabi shemen beperikim amide. But also there was a gzeire that they asked, just like they asked Bishulakum, they also asked Shemen Shalakum. They asked Shemen Shalakum. And the Gemara says that it wasn't Ispashit. So therefore Shemen Shalakum is Muta. Cholavakum. Beperikei Mamide. Fine. So Mamela, so we have a Teretz, this last Teretz is, he was Takim Misakin, but it wasn't Ispashit by Klal Yisrael. But if you look in the sugya over there, Avol gab the mashma hosam di doniel gozer olov lihoye Rabbi Yehuda nesiya yochel avaploi Avol pishalei posha. There's a gemara. The gemara wants to bring a raya from a posik in Doniel. There's an im over there that the im is coming to say that Doniel asad shemen shalakum. And from the sugya in the gemara, it would seem if Doniel asad, the fellow wasn't nispashit, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya could not be mevatalit. So memele, so Tosis is understood, Daniel Asel, Daniel is not a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, so memele of Daniel Asel, he can't be mevatalit, even though it wasn't his passion. So Tosis says, not the vote is Daniel. Aine bimilse dechsiv bekro, because the derdigma means, if there's a posik, the posik mentioned that Daniel Asel Shemen, if the Pasuk mentioned it, you can't, a Pasuk doesn't become bottle. The Pasuk says, Yonis Pashet, Nitnis Pashet, if it's brought down in Ksuvim, that Shemen is also, it's finished, it's also, a Pasuk will not become bottle. So that's John the Gemara over there. There's no posik that Ezra asked. As we have Sefer Ezra also, but in Sefer Ezra it's not mentioned bechlal. A posik that he asked is limud haTorah. V'ha de dorish v'mishem meisay midechsi v'idatam levonecha. The Gemara in Mishem meisay brings a limud that we learn out from this posik. Yoyim Hashematom. Mother learns out, Tameim are allowed to learn Torah, but a Balkeri, that this comes from Kalos Adas, is the Torah has to be learned by him of the year of Reses Vizeya, and the Balkari doesn't fall into this category. So we'll learn out from a Pusik. Asmachti, that's only Asmachti Baalme. The Ezra Tikin, because Agamara says, the Gemara there brings a Mekoyer, but in Lamaise, that's not the true Mekoyer, that's the Ezra Tikin. The whole thing was Takonis Ezra. So now, we're back where we, the Tosfos answered before, that by Emerson, it could, like Ezra was Mesakin, but since it wasn't Nispashid by Klal Yisrael, so Mamele, therefore, you could be Mavatel. V'hod ha'omar b'mishe meisoi gabi b'noyohu de tovar gzize de barde v'nochas v'tova. Before we'll say over the kasha of Tosfos, the pasuk says, "Ubnayo ben yoyodo ben ishchai rat paolim mekapzel uhiko eshnei ari el moyav uhu yorad vehiko esari b'seich haber b'yoyim hashalik." It's a very difficult pasuk. Bekitzer, Ubnayo was a very choshev person. Rav paolim. Mekapzel sheribo vekibetz paolim latoire. Vulei hiniach kamoisai loy bemigdash rishin vulei bemigdash sheni. There was no one similar to Benayo. He was bizman abayis. Uhu yorad vehiko esari besoich haboir biyoy mashalek. So the pasuk says the gvur of Benayo. That he went into a boyer, and it seems he fought with an ari. V'yoyim ha'sholeg, a winter day, he hikas ari, v'seich ha'boyer v'yoyim ha'sholeg. So the Gemara says, this is a moshel. What is the pasuk telling us? So there's two mahalchim in the Gemara. Ike da amre, the tova gzizi de barde venochas vetova. The gmor means something, the pasuk means something else. He broke ice, and he went and he was tovel himself. He was tovel himself. And let us just say what Rashi says. He broke chatiche shel borod vakerach, aine b'yoyim ha'sheleg, venochas vetova likiruyoy kidei lasik betoyo. So this was recorded, Ludoiris. That's what he did. And then the second, then the Gemara says, Vikadamri, another pshat, the Tana Sifra de Veirav, Biyoyme de Sisfe. He learned whole Toiris Koyanim in one day. Remember, going Rav Shosach and Avoch, always when he said over this Gemara, he says, Chazal are telling us, the koyach it takes to learn Teiras Koinim one day is equivalent to fighting with an ari and a boyer, v'yayim ha'shelek. You need such strength and such gvure to learn Teiras Koinim one day. Al-Kaponim, that's the second pshat in the Gemara. But Al-Kaponim, the first pshat is that he was a wintry day, there was ice, he broke the ice, v'nochas v'togol. He tabled himself. Yeah. V'hod ha'oma v'mishe meisoi gabi v'noyo v'tova g'zize d'barde v'nochas v'tova. So Tosfos is chaylik an Rashi in Brochus. Loi l'divrei Teire, not because of divrei Teire. Da'kati Ezra loi have el alechel chulen betare. He wanted to eat chulen betare. That's what he did it. That's the way Rashi says. So l'chayr ha'yer ha'ore, what does Tosfos bother to say? Tosfos brought right before, there's a pasuk, v'idatam levonecho, that a Balkari is also b'limud ha'Torah. So Taisa says, nah, that's an asmachta. Fine. Ezra was masakim, that's an asmachta. Fine. But an asmachta is also something. So what did Taisa's bother? Maybe, b'nayo, tabled himself. There's a baraisa that says, there's one panda that says that a Valkyrie is also. He have an asmachta, v'idatum levanecho. So maybe he did it al fat. What's the problem? I said, no, it can't be al fat because Ezra wasn't Masakin. But maybe he did it al fasmachta. Why can't I say he did it? Rashi Taka learns like that. So it could be, I think, Taisus is Lishitosa. Taisus asked before, Taisus had a Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that if Daniel would have made a Gzeire on Shemen, so then you couldn't be Mavatul, that Philo wasn't Nispashit. Philo wasn't Nispashit, but it says in the Posik that Daniel made a Gzeire, so Mamela can't be Mavatul. The Posik says it, so Mamela you can't make a posik, she become both of. This is a posik. This is a posik in Novi. The posik says that B'nayo Ben Yoyoda toivled himself, L'kiruya, the way Rashi says. So you see that there was such a anhoge. There was such a anhoge from, and he held it also, L'umay Torah. I mean, that's what Rashi says. He toivled himself, K'day Lasik B'Torah. See, he held it also. If there's a posik that says that it's also a posik in the Novi, we will not be mevatel this posik. Rabbi Yudah ben Seira cannot fight a posik, just like the Rabbi Yudah Nesiyah could not fight a posik if it Daniel lasted, even though it wasn't this Kabul. So therefore, Taisv is here to say that, nah, the posik is talking about something else. He tabled himself because he had Chulam B'Tarah. And Chulam B'Tarah, there's a Makir for Chulam B'Tarah. So maybe that's what the posik is speaking about. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Asora Dvorim Nemru Virushalai. There are 10 things which are mentioned about Yerushalayim. Ein Habayis Cholotvo. Like this we have a klal, Botei Ori Choyme. If a person sells a house, Botei Ori Choyme, a house that is in a city that is surrounded by a wall. So the din is that he has 1 year to be goyel. And if he's not goyel, it belongs to the lekeach and it doesn't go back to yoyel. So theoretically, if we follow these guidelines, Yerushalayim is also from the Botei Ori Choyme. So memele, this halacha should also apply. Ein abayis cholot bo. Ve'eino mevi'e egla rufe. If there was, and the person that was killed, samach li Yerushalayim, she don't bring an egla rufe. Ve'eino nasis iranidachas. It can never become an iranidachas. Ve'eino metamo benegoim. It's not metamo benegoim. If you have a nega on the bayis, here's the nega that's metamo the bayis, eino metamo benegoim. You're not allowed to have a house that aziz is protruding, that's protrusions are coming out of the house. Or exusteroys are balconies. You can't have such a thing. In the whole Yerushalayim, you can't have such a house with a protrusion jutting out of the house. Bein oisim bo ashposes, you can't make a garbage dumps there. Bein oisim bo kivshoinis, you can't make kivshon was a big eish that they used to go in they used to be said after sid in it, they made kalim in it, klicheres. You can't make a kivshon. Bein oisim bo ginois upardeses, you couldn't have gardens and paradises in Yerushalayim, chutz meginais v'rodin, shahoyu mimais neviim arishoinim. There was one area that was a garden, a paradise, that was mimais neviim arishoinim. Vein megadlim bo tarnegoilim, vein melinim bo asameis. These are the 10 dvorim shenemru b'Yerushalayim. Now let us see Rashi. Ein habay is cholot bo, kedin bo terechayme, ala gula tiyaloi, im yirza ligo. If he wants, the moicha wants to be goyal, 5 years later, he can be goyal. Vim yagi ha yoivol, yoitzi be yoivol ke bo terechatserim, it goes back. Zizen koirin yoitzi min aksolim. Zustarois is Uldaliyur Balaz, Alpnei Aliyah Mibachutz, this is a type of a balcony, a gallery. Kivshaynes Masreifes Sid Likdeires. These were like big ovens. Ginois Verodim, Kashma Vihoisa Tzricha Likdeires. That means in this garden they grew something that was needed for Kteiris, the Hainu Kippes Hayarde. There's one Mandayomer in Krisis that says, just like there was in the Minim of the Kteiris, there was Mala Oshan Kolshu, there was a Min of Mala Oshan, there was a Min of Kippes Hayarde. So Memele, this Kippes Hayarde grew in this Ginas Vrod. Now how does, why did they give the name of this gan, ginas brodim, roses didn't grow in it, the kippes hayarden grew in it. Hashem shederech haberet legadol al svas hayarde, because roses usually grow on the shores of the yarde in some amela, so this mokim was, God, they were growing here other things for the kteiris, kippes hayarde, was called ginas brodim because this Esev has the characteristics of Vrodim. Ein Malinim bo es ha-meis, meis bo odom, bo oisei ha-yoim, koivrin oisei miyad, so you koivr right away. And we'll stop over here, just like to mention the Shita Mekabetzis is Moire, the Isser of Alonis ha-meis, is lav davken Yerushalayim, one is not permitted to be melin ha-meis. So they say that Ateret is, but likvoidoi, it is mutter, if it's a covet for the nifter, to wait to make the kvura the next day, there'll be a big oilam, the mishpacha will come, so then one is permitted to be male in SMAs. In Yerushalayim, we don't have such a thing. There's no inyan of alonis ames in Yerushalayim.